The title of the talk is New Normal. And I'm remembering back a year and a half ago after the last celebration we did in person, which was March 8th. Everything got into tumult. We thought, wow, this is going to be a couple of really uncomfortable months. And we had no idea what the new normal was going to be. And everybody kept talking about new normal because there's going to be different things when we get back to new normal. And I've had a jumble of ideas and thoughts and notions going through my head. And usually I write a full page of notes for my talk, and people say that's not much for a talk that's got the amount of content that you have, but this is what we got for today. The title in the middle says New Normal. And part of it is the jumble and the things that keep on changing and how quickly stuff is different. So I had left my full-time tech day job in December of 2019 because I wanted to be a minister full-time and to do healing prayer work for people and to do weddings and funerals and to run New Thought Philadelphia and to be present and active and doing those things and having transformation show up in people's lives. And then everything hit the brakes in March of 2020. And okay, so it's going to be a new normal that's going to be involved in that. So we got to invent different ways of doing different things and figured a lot of stuff out, which was kind of cool, which was very cool, like that. And things keep changing. So then there was that the false alarm when we thought that the vaccines were all working in June and July. It's like, oh, we're done with this in the rearview mirror, getting back together. The last thing that I did at the CA house on the 8th of March in 2020 was to illicitly give Annie a hug. We both said, the heck with it. I'm going to give you a hug anyway. Even though we were like, maybe that's not a good idea. And we've been elbow bumping for 2 weeks. And today, here I am, wearing a mask, hugging Annie again. By the way, thank you very much for sharing this great facility at where we're meeting today. This is a 46-seat theater, which has eight or so people and way more technology than you would normally think goes into a place like this. And that's part of the new normal. That's part of the new normal, is we're learning to do things in ways that were not expected. There's lots of things that are in your new normal, that are in my new normal, and we get to start anticipating things differently. So just this week, for myself, the new normal, because I wanted to be doing all that ministry work, and a lot of it got put on hold and delayed. And oh, by the way, while I was being delayed, I earned a doctorate, which we were not expecting at quite that pace. And on Friday, first thing in the morning, I did an online meditation with a dozen people all over the, actually all over the country. And then after that, I had an emergency call with somebody who was going through some stuff and was able to do some healing prayer practice with him and to be able to provide that ministerial pastoral support, which is what I do. I then worked on a eulogy that I was presenting the next day. And in the afternoon, I met with a couple that's getting married on the 2nd of October. So the new normal is looking a lot like the normal was supposed to look a year and a half ago, not the way that I had anticipated necessarily that it was going to be happening. Different things are going on differently for different people. So, you know, what's your new normal? Do you have an idea of what new normal is going to be? And how different is it from the old normal? What are those new possibilities that are floating and flooding and making their way into your life? We were talking prayer work stories before. Jane was talking about the memorial for her mom yesterday. And the experience that I had at Synchronicity, because you had another one with a rainbow, which was awesome. I hadn't heard that story before. But when we were talking through what sort of music to play, Jane gave me two Irish songs. Her mom loved Irish music. And so I got those songs, and they were like on the iPod and all ready to go. And then the night before, she says, yeah, we're changing the songs. We got two different songs we want to play. And one of them is because her brother passed away in January and her dad passed away in June and her mom passed away now. And the three of them, that's a body blow to the family. It's like three-fifths of the family is now gone. And the notion was that they're together. So the song that she suggested was Three Little Birds, which she and her brother agreed was just right. And as part of the memorial, they brought the urns from her brother and her dad. And her brother's urn was decorated with three little birds.
Which my dad picked out.
Which dad picked out, and nobody had remembered when they chose the song. Mm-hmm. So for me, that was the synchronicity. Yeah, we're on track here with this. So for me, the new normal is a lot about opening to different possibilities, to new possibilities, and to not just automatically assume that the crappy things that are happening are bad. Sometimes stuff comes up so that it be cleared out so that it can change and transform. I was reading about the Empire State Building, which is an enormous office building with lots of different tenants and different businesses and things. And it's one of the skyscrapers in New York City that's not mostly owned by one company. And most of the leases that have come up for renewal during the pandemic have not been renewed, because people have learned that they don't need to have a big office in Midtown Manhattan where they can spend a lot of money so people can come in and work there. Well, you go, oh my God, the Empire State Building is gonna, you know, have financial collapse. And oh, by the way, all those people who work in that building are going out to lunch. And so that's supporting the local economy. And oh my God, that's terrible, that's horrible. Now what? Well, now what? There'll be a new normal. There'll be a new normal. And we get to invite that new normal, whatever it's going to look like. Some people love working from home. They don't have to commute. They don't have to deal with all of the difficulties and challenges of getting themselves into that specific schedule so they can be in their chair at a particular time.
Don't even have to put pants on.
Don't even have to put pants on. Breen said that. Now. All right, new normal. It's Bill not thinking about things that Breen says. If you start with the assumption that it's good, then you open yourself up to the ways that it can be good, even when it's not all of it is to your liking or your satisfaction. There are other people who have spent 18 months at home with crying children, not being able to get anything done, having to do three jobs simultaneously, and all they want to do is go back to an office. All they want to do is get the heck out of the house and do something different. And that, again, is an invitation for a new normal. What's your new normal going to be? You know, a lot of times I tell that story, good news, bad news, who can tell? Which is left over from the ancient Chinese story. And the fact of the matter is we don't know right when we're in the middle of the story whether it's good news or bad news. Well, I'll tell you a little bit of a story here. I'm moving the iPad so you can see what's going on. This is the view around the lovely theater here, if you can see. Yeah. This is the immense amount of technology that it takes to make this whole thing work. You see the pile of cables and you see Luke over here. Thank you, Luke, for making this all work.
Yes.
So, new normal. When we started with this whole process, Luke was working part-time for University of Pennsylvania, doing some technical stuff and doing our tech and a couple of other little things, and stopped doing that job in January. And so new normal, what's Luke going to be doing next? Luke got into graduate school. Yay! And went back to the work at the cafe where he'd been working years and years ago. And then grad school started, and it turns out grad school is a lot of work. There's a lot of stuff to read in grad school. And then, because prayer works, and there's all that prosperity and support and all the rest of that going on, Luke got offered full-time at the cafe, including benefits. So Luke's not going to have time to do the technology for us anymore, which makes me go, oh my God, who's going to plug all that stuff together and run it? And I can say, bad news. But it's not. It's good news. Because Luke has an opportunity to do something that is going to feed and fill and support Luke, and we'll find a new normal. Luke, thank you so much for being here with us. God knows what's going to happen next. That's not a statement of exasperation. That's not a failure. With me throwing up my arms and saying, well, it's unknown. God knows. God knows what's going to happen next. And when we let go of our attachment to knowing what it's going to look like, we have the possibility to open to a new normal that's as good as we can possibly imagine and even better. Because that's how the principle works. That's how the entire process works. There is one infinite power that creates everything, That's the first step of a practical prayer. There is one infinite presence, one divine love that shares itself through and as and in all of its creation. We can trace that story back to Scripture and every creation story there is. We can trace it back to the Big Bang. There was that singularity, and then it began expanding. And it expanded, and then there was nuclear reactions, and then chemical reactions, and then biological reactions, and everything that we know in the universe has come from that one. Everything in the universe has come from that one, which means we're all it. It is not possible that everything came from the singularity, everything came from the infinite saying, let there be light, except you. It is not possible that that divine creative process is unfolding everything in the universe except the 3 feet around you. It's true of each of us. It's true of all of us. And that's the second step in the prayer. Because we know that's all there is, we know that's true of us as well. That infinite intelligence is the same intelligence with which I think, sometimes with great clarity and great acuity, and sometimes with such blatant ignorance that it astounds me and everyone around me. But the intelligence is there. The gift is there. The opportunity is there for me to let go of what I think I know and be open to something different. That divine love is available to share itself as all of its creation. New opportunities, new possibilities, new ways that it's going to be combining together. And in the middle of it, especially in the middle of a second act where I don't know what's going to happen as the outcome, I just like, oh, here's this thing that's a problem or a challenge. It can seem bad. But it's simply that love, that possibility unfolding in new ways. There's a saying, when one door opens, or one door closes, another one opens. And you can stand there kicking and screaming in front of the newly opened door saying, I don't want to go through that one. That's not my door. I want the different door. I'd like door number one, please. And after some period of time, we come to understand, oh, the other possibility has something new that we never would have done before. My friend Lou has a lyric in one of his songs. He sings, what we don't learn today, we learn tomorrow. What we don't learn from joy, we learn from sorrow. And the thing that those all have in common is learning. There's something new that's unfolding and revealing itself and expressing itself through us. That's the new normal. There's a new way that these pieces are fitting together for us and through us and as us, and we get to invite those to be revealed to us in a way that's going to be uplifting and harmonious and prosperous and healthy and loving and joyous and fun. Or we can choose to go kicking and screaming. The infinite creative power that creates everything is perfectly okay for us to get dragged along kicking and screaming. So what's your new normal? If you were to start here today and have 18 months off to invent something new, would you invent something different than you've been inventing for the last 18 months when you had 18 months off? If you knew then what you know now, would you do something different? And if you would, then do it now. Do it now. Take that guidance, take that insight, take that invitation to let something new come into your life. And if it seems wonderful, then embrace it and love it and enjoy it. And if it seems awful, then accept it and understand it and incorporate it and work with it and see what's there for you. I've got people in the room with me now, so I have to do this. Emma Curtis Hopkins has my favorite quote in all of New Thought. She says, this too is good, this too is God, this too is for me now, and I demand to see the blessing in it. So everybody in the room, rise, and people at home, you can stand up and do this if you want. We're going to stamp our foot on the demand part. So repeat after me, nice and loud, guys, so everybody can hear it. This too is good.
This too is good.
This too is God.
This too is God.
This too is for me now.
This too is for me now.
And I demand to see the blessing in it. There is a blessing. And that blessing is available.
Yes, it is.
That blessing is me. That blessing is you. That blessing is each of us. And you deserve the best. So it is. Thank you.
So it is.